Soldiers to Parade for Corn Club Boys, The Atlanta Constitution. Monday, the 1st of December, 1913. Page 1, Column 2. Treat arranged for visitors by 17th Infantry next Wednesday afternoon. Wyckoff aides. Frank Harrell, lessee of the Wyckoff Hotel, last night notified the Constitution that he would provide rooms at his hotel for 20 of the Corn Club Boys. Mrs. Harrell stated that he was very glad to be able to help the Chamber of Commerce care for the youths who are doing so much toward the betterment of agricultural conditions in Georgia. There's hardly a boy in the land to whom the sight of soldiers marching and the sound of martial music is not entrancing. And for the Corn Club Boys who are to be in Atlanta this week. Colonel J.T. Van Orsdale, commander of the 17th Infantry, United States Regulars, at Fort McPherson, has arranged a rare treat. On next Wednesday afternoon, the boys will be guests of the fort, and the soldiers will turn out on full dress parade for a review by the Corn Club lads. There will also be a musical drill as part of the afternoon's entertainment. Homes for 650 boys who will be in Atlanta Tuesday for the Corn Club exhibits have been provided, and as there are approximately 1,000 boys expected, the committees in charge are making every effort to secure additional homes. The boys will be asked to report directly to the Capitol when they arrive Tuesday, and from there, they will be assigned to places to stay. It is expected that there will be about 30 exhibits from the girls' canning clubs also, and these will be placed in the rotunda of the first floor near the governor's office. The boys' exhibits will take up part of the first floor and a great part of the second floor. Grand Marshal's orders. Official orders for the Georgia Boys Corn Club Parade on Thursday, December 4th, have just been issued by J. Van Holt Nash, who will act as a Grand Marshal of the day. Atlanta, J. Dec. 1. 1913. Official orders for the Georgia Boys Corn Club Parade. Thursday, December 4th. General Orders No. 11. At the request of the Atlanta Chamber of Commerce, the undersigned hereby assumes command of the Georgia Corn Club Parade on Thursday afternoon, December 4th, 1913, as Grand Marshal. The following orders are published for the information of all concerned. 2. Captain Arthur McCollum, Quartermaster Corps, National Guard of Georgia, is hereby appointed Chief of Staff. 3. Uniform to be worn is discretionary with the commanding officer of each organization. Formation. 4. The parade will form at the Auditorium Armory, corner Cortland and Gilmer Streets, at 2:30 o'clock in the following order. Mounted Police, under command of continued on page 2. Page 2, column 4. Soldiers to parade for Corn Club Boys continued from page 1. Chief J.L. Beavers will form on east side of Cortland Street, left resting on Gilmer, facing west. Grand Marshal, General J. Van Holt Nash and staff, and the commanding officer 1st Division, General R.K. Evans, USA and staff, will form on the west side of Cortland Street, right resting on Gilmer Street, facing east. 5th Infantry, NG Georgia, under command of Lieutenant Colonel O.H. Hall, will form on the north side of Gilmer Street, right resting on Cortland Street, facing south. Marist College Cadets, under command of Major E.R. Schmidt, will form on the south side of Gilmer Street, fight resting on Cortland Street, facing north. Georgia Military Academy Cadets, under command of Colonel J.C. Woodward, will form on the south side of Gilmer Street, right resting on the left of the Marist College Cadets, facing north. Patterson's Horse Ambulance will take its place on Gilmer Street, on the immediate left of the Georgia Military Academy Cadets. The commanding officer, 2nd Division, Honorable William M. Slayton and staff, will form on the west side of the Washington Street Viaduct, right resting on East Hunter Street, facing east. The Boy Scouts, under command of Scoutmaster E.G. Everett, will form in column of fours on the west side of Washington Street Viaduct, immediately on the left of the commander of the 2nd Division, facing south. The Georgia Corn Club Boys, under command of J. Phil Campbell, will form on the west side of Washington Street Viaduct in columns of fours, immediately in rear of the Boy Scouts, facing south. The Atlanta Schoolboys will form on the west side of Washington Street Viaduct in column of fours, immediately in rear of the Georgia Corn Club Boys, facing south. Patterson's Automobile Ambulance will take its place on East Hunter Street at the corner of Cortland Street, facing west. Automobiles, carriages, floats, etc., containing members of the Atlanta Chamber of Commerce, and the mayor and city council and other participants will take their places on East Hunter Street, immediately in rear of Patterson's ambulance, facing west. Line of march. 5. Washington Street, Mitchell, Whitehall, Peachtree, Houston, Ivy, Gilmer, Washington Street, viaduct to state capitol where each division commander will disband his organization. Order of parade. 6. The parade will march from the auditorium armory promptly at 3 p.m. in the following order. 1. Mounted police. 2. Grand Marshal and staff. 3. Commanding officer 1st Division and staff. 4. 5th Infantry MO Georgia. 5. Marist College cadets. 6. Georgia Military Academy cadets. 7. Patterson's Ambulance. 8. Commanding officer 2nd Division and staff. 9. Boy Scouts. 10. Georgia Corn Club Boys. 11. Atlanta School Boys. 12. Patterson's Ambulance. 13. Automobiles, carriages, etc. J. Van Holt Nash, Grand Marshal Official. Arthur McCollum, Chief of Staff. Page 3, Column 3. Atlantans leave this week on trip to visit Panama. Off for Panama will be the happy cries of a party of Atlanta people and others from various parts of Georgia who will leave on next Tuesday afternoon at 5:20 o'clock on an 18-day trip to Panama and Central America. The party will sail from New Orleans the following day on the steamer Cartago and will arrive at Colon, Panama the following Monday. They will spend 2 days in the Isthmus, viewing the construction work on the canal from every angle. Side trips will then be taken to Port Lyman and to San Jose, the latter city being the capital of Costa Rica and one of the most remarkable cities in Central America. On Saturday, December 13th, the party will sail for home from Colon, arriving back in Atlanta on December 19th. The party will be in charge of John T. North, 121 Peachtree Street, who conducted the Presbyterian Assembly's trip last May, and among the Atlanta people in the party will be Dr. and Mrs. E.L. Connolly, Mrs. Luther Z. Rosser, Miss Sally Brown, P.G. Hanahan, Mrs. F.T. Lamb, Louis Kamick, Ellen Hudson, Dr. Harry E. Stockbridge, W.M. Nichols, Miss Lizzie McCauley, Mrs. Horace Jones, Elijah A. Brown, Mrs. M. Wallace, Mrs. Horace Jones, Miss M. Walker, Charles A. Conklin, and Thomas W. Connolly. Page 12, Column 3. Indian elephants are susceptible to kind treatment. Miss Orford and her elephants, the headline act for the Forsyth this week, arrived here Saturday night from New Orleans. The big act was the feature at the Orpheum in that city and had to rest up for a week between the Crescent City and Eastern engagements. Upon arrival at the terminal station, the party was met by two of Chief Beaver's mounted men and escorted through the streets to the Folsom Garage on James and Cone Streets, where the elephants will be quartered during the week. There was no livery stable large enough to accommodate the great animals, so space was secured for them in the garage. That the elephants, especially the Indian elephants, are the most susceptible to kind treatment of any animal, domestic or wild, or of any size, is the declaration of Miss Orford, the young lady who is appearing in vaudeville with the three elephants. Miss Orford cites her own experience as an elephant educator in proof of this statement. "Elephants," says Miss Orford, "are not only the strongest, but positively the most patient of all animals. They have another characteristic that we all might follow to advantage, and that is that they are forgiving, even when mistreated, as they frequently are by unwise and brutal keepers. Although they become irritable for a time, they quickly forget under a short reign of kind treatment and become as docile as ever."